powerful is the Cox Network. So powerful that one day, the internet will let your doctor perform miracles from thousands of miles away.
Connecting to remote operating room.
Giving a whole new meaning to the term house call.
Operation complete.
The Cox Network. With gig speeds everywhere, it's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, bringing us closer. In Cox serviceable areas, speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms apply. Other restrictions may apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Frog Squatch. And that was Saga with a song from my youth, back in the day when you could hear this kind of stuff on the radio. Saga, of course, was Ian Crichton on guitar, Jim Crichton on synthesizers, bass, and keyboards, Jim Gilmore, keyboards, clarinet, vocals, Steve Negus, drums and percussion, and Michael Sadler on keyboards and vocals. The name of the song was On the Loose, and it was from their 1981 album Worlds Apart.
That was fun.
And up next, it's time for that little feature that we were doing a bit last year, and we're going to continue with it this year. It's the Prog Radar Weekly Recommendation and Bite-Size Review from my friend Martin Hutchinson, who runs Prog Radar over there in the UK. If you haven't checked it out, go to the Facebook page, Prog Radar. There's also Prog Radar Friends and Reviewers, I believe, and Martin and now a bunch of other people like me and some of the other DJs and just prog fanatics from around the world are reviewing all kinds of music over there. So go check it out. It'll help you decide where to spend some of your hard-earned money on all the wonderful prog releases that just seem to be coming out lately. This week, Martin has chosen a song from the band Subsignal from their album The Beacons of Somewhere Sometime. The name of the song is Tempest.
storms, throwing our voice against the roaring. Still we are, running away from the storm, throwing our voice against the roaring. Still we are, running away from the storm, throwing our voice against the roaring.
Once again, that was Subsignal, the name of the song Tempest, from their just-released album, The Beacons of Somewhere, Sometime. Now here's Martin's bite-sized review. Arisen from the ashes of the great Sieges Even, the first three albums by the band failed to really hit the heights for me. Well, all is most definitely forgiven, as The Beacons of Somewhere, Sometime has just hit me right on the correct spot and elevated them to a higher level. It has a real emotional depth to it, and is one that is highly, highly recommended. Sonically subdued, but with a passion smoldering below, it has hidden depths that are worth finding. Once again, those were the words of my friend Martin Hutchinson from over at Prog Radar for the band Subsignal and their album The Beacons of Somewhere, Sometime. So go check it out.
And now for something completely different.
And yes, it is time for something completely different. Something from a band called Spiral Key. Spiral Key was formed in 2012 by David McCabe and Ken Wynn, two experienced performers and writers of rock music, eager to express a common love of progressive music, turning years of ideas and songs into the coherent whole that is Spiral Key. So from their 2013 release, Perfect Machine, I'd like to play a song for you called At Sixes and Sevens.
We'll be right back. you are again. Come to tell me how your life's falling apart. How love really broke your heart. So here you are again. Come to tell me how you moved on and now you're strong and you're feeling this can't be wrong. I'm just at sixes and sevens too.
Don't be fooled I've heard it all before.
Once again, that was Spiral Key from their 2013 album Perfect Machine. The name of the song, At Sixes and Sevens. And if you're in southern UK, you can catch Spiral Key supporting the Death Be Thy Shepherd tour with the band Reign of Fury. They're going to be playing at the Victoria in Swindon Friday, the 19th of February from 8 p.m. £6 entry. That's cheap. So if you're in the area, go out and support some local progressive artists.
My name is Bond, James Bond, and I love the pleasure of rock music. That's why I listen to Prog Watch. It's marvelous.
Next up, I have a band that was formed in 1985 in Boston by guitarist John Petrucci, bassist John Myung, and drummer Mike Portnoy. All were attending Berklee University of Music and shared a love of the sophistication of Yes, the virtuosity of Rush, and the heaviness of Iron Maiden. I'm talking about Dream Theater, of course. The classic lineup was rounded out with James LeBray on vocals and Jordan Rudess, of course, on keyboards. So from their album Systematic Chaos in 2007, one of the last they did with Mike Portnoy, I'd like to give you The Ministry of Lost Souls. Again, this is Dream Theater.
Thank you. to deserve a place, a place beside you. This time when I reached out my hand, it reached out.
Just to reiterate, that was Dream Theater from their 2007 album Systematic Chaos. The name of that epic song was The Ministry of Lost Souls.
When one Mellotron just isn't enough, call in the professionals. Progzilla, proving that prog isn't just for dinosaurs.
And moving right along, I'd like to play a song from a band called We Are Kin. Initially, the three members of this band met while playing as backing musicians in a Manchester, UK-based pop duo, the Reclusive Barclay Brothers, which is now called Hologram Heart Parade. Anyway, Gary Bost and Dan Zambas began discussing music during rehearsal breaks and soon found they shared a love of progressive music, specifically Genesis. It was during these discussions that the two decided to begin collaborating and writing their own music to satisfy their progressive needs. So, they were joined by Hannah Cotterill on vocals and Alex Dunedin supplying lyrics. They formed the band We Are Kin. They have a new release coming out very soon, so I thought I'd get some music on here to promote that a little bit and, you know, turn you guys on to some good stuff here. The song that I'm going to play is called The Hard Decision, and it's from the 2014 release by We Are Kin, which was entitled Pandora.
But we are seeing from the web that there are potential houses of the series.
Once again, that was We Are Kin from their album Pandora, released in 2014. The name of the song was The Hard Decision. And as I said before I played the tune, look for a new album by We Are Kin coming out very soon. They're hyping it, and I think they're taking pre-orders on their website. So if you enjoyed that song, you might want to go check that out and maybe pre-order the new album. Next up, I'd like to play a track from Hasse Froberg and Musical Companion. Hasse is, of course, most famous for his work as a vocalist and occasional guitarist in the Mighty Flower Kings, one of my favorite Swedish prog rock bands. After the Flower Kings went on hiatus around 2008, though, Hasse decided to form a new band in order to present songs that he had written through the years that he didn't think quite fit the Flower Kings formula. Aside from Hasse doing vocals and guitar, we have Anton Lindsjö on lead guitar, Ola Strandberg drums, Kjell Haraldsson on keyboards, and Thomas Thompson on bass. From their album HFMC in 2015, I'd like to play a song called Something Worth Dying For. Again, this is Hasse Froberg and Musical Companion. Just to reiterate, that was Hasse Froberg and Musical Companion from their great HFMC release in 2015. The name of the song, Something Worth Dying For. And yes, that sound means that I have climbed up into the attic once again and am dusting off another classic for our Classic Corner feature. And I found one here that I've talked about on the show but never got around to playing until now. I'm going to drop it on you guys. It's from Utopia, which was a project that Todd Rundgren founded to pursue some of his more progressive aspirations. Rounding out the band were Roger Powell on keyboards, Kasim Sultan on bass, and John Willie Wilcox on drums. Todd, of course, handled the guitar work, and all four members sang. From their 1977 release, Raw, this is Utopia. The name of the song, Sing Ring in the Glass Guitar, in parentheses, an electrified fairy tale. And it's complete with jealous forces, because there are always jealous forces in such tales.
This is an electrified fairy tale. If you've never heard of an electrified fairy tale, just picture little fairies with wee tiny electric guitars. Once upon a time, in a land not far from here, there was a place called Harmony. Everyone in Harmony was happy, and this joie de vivre was guarded by their invisible patron, the muse Singring. But jealous forces, and there are always jealous forces in such tales, have conspired to capture the spirit, imprisoning it in a chest with four keys and casting the keys to the four corners of the earth so that only four particularly brave and talented individuals might retrieve them. It is here that our story begins.
Glass guitar.
gathered on the green, the brave adventurers of the land march off in search of the keys. Their quest leads them first to the river's edge.
Thank you.
has the courage to make his way into the Forest of Flames and brave the fire-breathing dragon in search of the third key. To split in two, revealing the last key.
Thank you.
possession of all four keys, the brave adventurers march triumphantly into the Valley of Silence to open the chest, smash the glass guitar, and free the spirit of harmony.
That epic once again was Sing Ring in the Glass Guitar, an electrified fairy tale by Utopia, Todd Rundgren's progressive project, from their album Raw, released in 1977, which I can highly recommend the entire album. There's some really good stuff on it.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston, and so nevermore shall we see you again.
And yes, that is about all I have time for this week. A few side notes here. A few weeks back, I played a song from Hawkwind, and I mentioned Lemmy Kilminster who was in the band at the time. And when I recorded the show, I hadn't heard that Lemmy had died. I actually heard it the very next morning. So I did want to pass that along and say R.I.P. Lemmy Kilminster. Also, this morning I woke up to hear that David Bowie had died. Very saddened to hear that. As you get to be my age and you're more of your musical heroes. And, you know, these people are like kind of like our friends and companions. I think they touch our soul in a way. And, you know, even though you may not have ever known them, you know, you feel like you knew something of them. They gave something of themselves and touched us in some way in doing so. So rest in peace, David. And my condolences to the families of Lemmy and David both.
You're listening to the station with the best mix of music. Progzilla, bringing you the best progressive music has to offer.
On a lighter note, if you like the show, please drop by the Facebook page, prog-watch, and give me a like. or follow me on Twitter at ProgSquatch. I do put out the Daily Classic 6 days a week. And lately, we've been getting some engagement. We had a really nice conversation going about great Genesis music last week when I posted a Genesis album cover. So if you're on Facebook or Twitter and you might enjoy something like that, check it out. Follow me or like the Facebook page. Another thing, again, I'm really excited about progwatch.com. There's no hyphen there this time. It's just progwatch, all one word, .com, the website. Right now, it's an archive of all the past shows, and I'm getting it pretty well populated with a lot of season one and season two stuff. And for the season three, I'm kind of trying to post shows there as I go along, which hopefully will become the thing once I finish with all the season two work. I'll just add a show each week, and then I will have arrived. But it's starting to look pretty good. I'm pretty excited. I'd like you, if you get a chance, go check it out. And maybe drop me a line at progsquatch@gmail.com and let me know if you like it. Or you could put a note on Facebook or Twitter also. But yeah, check it out, prog-watch. And you may have noticed that my voice was a little bit rough. I have been a little under the weather here, but the show must go on, as they say, and it did go on. So, I'll catch you in a week or so, and hopefully my voice will be a little more of its usual dulcet tones. So I will say to you, prog on, brothers and sisters.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom.
Thank you. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.